Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I think people, again, that understand how airlines work, when you get behind, it just takes several days to catch up.
Good man, top dog, big cheese, a head honcho.
Captain, number, look at this.
Passenger certain to die. Airline negligent.
There's a sale at Penny's.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Do you think you need to do a better job at messaging and going forward? How do you sell this if ultimately you have to...
Well, I think you all could do a better job at selling it, to be very frank with you.
I see. So she's not jolly or sassy? Not like a jolly, sassy opera singer?
Race is about to start, so why don't we kick it back down to the track?
3, 2, 1...
Drivers, start your engine!
Let's go, Brandon!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The toll-free number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That's also the number for the Chump Line. Press 2 for the Chump Line today if you wish to leave a message that we may or may not play in the next hour of the show, and we might recycle it for the Chop Chumps segment that'll be posted in about 3 hours from now. Anyway, I just mentioned to Grace in the last segment that I'd read a story that Terry McAuliffe, the Clinton bundler, who's the Democrat nominee for governor of Virginia, they have the off-year vote in November, and he's running neck and neck in the polls with the Republican Glenn Youngkin, and he says today that President Biden will return to the campaign trail with him ahead of the election day in the Commonwealth next month. He'll be coming back, you bet he will, the former governor said at an education roundtable in Alexandria on Tuesday, which is interesting because last week, this is what Terry McAuliffe had to say about dementia, Joe Biden.
But we got to get Democrats out to vote. We are facing a lot of headwinds from Washington. As you know, the president is unpopular today, unfortunately, here in Virginia. So we have got to plow through.
I think that Terry probably should just campaign on his own and just, you know, on his, what he said in the debate a couple of weeks ago, which is parents have no business telling the schools what they should be teaching their children. That seems like a winning strategy, doesn't it? And Terry McAuliffe also says that, you know, talking about critical race theory is a racist dog whistle. But he can't define critical race theory. And he says it's not being taught in Virginia, which is a lie as well. But there are, you know, it's Terry McAuliffe. That he worked for the Clintons. What do you expect? You know? He worked for the Clintons, you know, like George Stephanopoulos, like Jake Tapper. Very, very ethical, reputable journalists. 844-500-4242. I want to play a couple of cuts from Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly. And Gary Kelly, of course, for the second day in a row or the third day in a row, maybe they're saying, oh, no. All the delayed flights, the canceled flights at Southwest, they have nothing to do with the vaccine mandate. It's just absenteeism. So, you know, one man's absenteeism is another man's walkout. You know what I mean? But he's saying, I don't want to do this. Do you think I want to do this? So here is, first of all, here's his sound cut saying that this has this is about he kind of acknowledges that it has to do with the vaccine mandates, the pilots and the other staff at Southwest Airlines walking out or walking off or phoning in sick or whatever you want to call it. But he doesn't call it a walkout or the aviation version of the blue flu or a job action. He has a different word, cut six.
I think people, again, that understand how airlines work, when you get behind, it just takes several days to catch up.
It just takes several days to catch up. Okay. Cut five.
We're urging all of our employees to get vaccinated. If they can't, we're urging them to seek an accommodation, either for medical or religious reasons. But my goal, obviously, is that no one loses their job. The objective here, obviously, is to improve health and safety, not for people to lose their jobs. So, yes, we have some very strong views on that topic, but that's not what was at issue with Southwest over the weekend.
No, it was absenteeism. So he's blaming this on Biden's executive order, which Biden was bragging about last week. We played the cut over and over again. He was bragging about how United Airlines had fired almost 600 people. And look beyond those headlines about firing. It's good stuff to be firing people. But he's claiming this executive order is causing him to do this. Although there is no executive order, there's a press release announcing that there's going to be an executive order, but there is no executive order. And they don't seem to be in any hurry to have an executive order for obvious reasons, because once they have it, the unions the employers can take it into court, and there's a chance if they can get it up to the Supreme Court that they can get any of it thrown out. Even if they, early going, they'll end up against Obama judges, and the Obama judges, they're part of the deep state. They're totalitarians. They're authoritarians by and large. They'll do whatever they're told to do. Like a Baker judge in Massachusetts. Cut four.
Talking about the vaccine mandate, oh yeah, I mean, there are some that have very strong views on both sides of that issue. And, you know, it's not, as I think you probably know, I've never been in favor of corporations imposing that kind of a mandate. I'm not in favor of that, never have been. But the executive order from
He's
President Biden
orders.
Mandates that all federal employees and then all federal contractors, which covers all the major airlines, have to have a mandate in a vaccine in place by December the 8th. So we're working through that.
We're working through that. And we heard yesterday from callers, I mean, and the pilots have said this, that, this only applies to new federal orders, and the new federal orders would be less than 3% of Southwest business. It was the largest airline in the country. I don't know about today. Meanwhile, just over 70% of the U.S. Marine Corps is vaccinated. They have until November 28th. So what are we going to do then? I think the numbers are smaller or similar with the Rangers, the SEALs, all the elite military units. And the Navy has got 90%, but still, I mean, what are they going to do with the other 10% if they lose 10%, if they get dishonorable discharges? And what happens if you get a dishonorable discharge? That means you can't own a firearm, I think, in most states, if not every state. That means it's harder to get a good job. So they're punishing people for believing in the old hippie saying, our bodies ourselves. But it doesn't apply anymore now that the Democrats run the deep state. Your bodies are what we tell you to do with them. You know, we're in charge. You know, 844-500-4242. Dominic, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dominic.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? Good. Hey, Howie, you ever noticed the only people that are immune in this pandemic the big pharma, all the apparatchiks that are, you know, wielding all the big dough around? I mean, it's absolute insanity now. I mean, you think you're walking upside down.
Illegal aliens don't have to get the vaccine. Welfare recipients don't have to get the vaccine, Dominic.
Of course not. No. But unfortunately, I work for myself as an electrician. They'll be coming for us next in some way or another. They'll figure it out. They always do.
I hope not, Dominic, because I'm in the same boat as you. I don't want anyone coming for me or anyone that works for me. Thanks for the call. They're going to have to go through the Marines first and all the pilots at Southwest Airlines and all the other airlines. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie. I was just listening to this guy on the radio the other day. He's a doctor out of Texas. His name is Dr. Peter McCullough. And apparently he's a world-renowned cardiologist and epidemiologist. And his job, one of his jobs was to oversee the people that were overseeing safety of new vaccines and drugs. And he was explaining that if a new drug or a vaccine comes where they're experimenting on it and it hasn't been completely certified, if five people die, they pull it off the market.
Right. I've read the same thing. Yeah.
And he said that 16,000 people now have died from the vaccine, and that 200,000 people have permanent disabilities at this point, and hundreds of thousands of people.
I don't know what the exact numbers are, but it's certainly high. You're absolutely right. I think that it's certainly higher than any other vaccine. Vaccines are pulled off the market when there's just a handful of adverse reactions of whatever type. And in this case, that not only are they not being pulled off the market, they're being mandated for the entire population, including the population that's not at risk, which is younger people, especially. And the younger you are, if you're not an infant, obviously, the less risk you have. And yet they're still being mandated. And Charlie Parker has called up the National Guard today to help in the testing of kids who aren't in any danger. How does that make the slightest bit of sense? Thanks for the call, Tom. 844-500-4242. There's so much going on in the world, and you know what we're talking about here today. All this, these vaccine mandates. People are going to be fired by the thousands, tens of thousands. You can't always control the vibes out there, but you can control the vibes in your head with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ear. There's no better way to escape the madness than with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds. You can listen to whatever kind of music you want. You can listen to whatever kind of podcast you want. You can go back in time. You can listen to music from your youth or music that used to make you feel good and will make you feel good again. All you need is those Raycon wireless earbuds, and you can escape the madness of the present moment. And the new Everyday Earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. The new Everyday Earbuds come with an improved rubber oil look and feel. They just look good, and they don't come out of your ears with these dangling wires and make you look like an old man. And they also have optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. You get three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. Pure Mode, that's the one most people listening to this show would listen to. That's for podcast listening, blues, instrumental, etc. Some of our listeners would like the Balanced Mode, podcast listening, rock, heavy rock, and metal. Less call for the Bass Mode with our crowd, hip-hop, EDM, reggae, etc. Raycons, though, whatever kind of mode you want, they offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. 32 hours the batteries last. That'll take you through the weekend. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Right now, Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
This fall, HelloFresh is here to help me spend quality time on what really matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need for quick and easy meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Have you been unable to buy at least two of your favorite products at the grocery store?
Yes, I have.
69% say yes, they have also.
All right. 844-500-4242. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Dr. Brian Jundeff, the ophthalmologist from Denver, on to talk about why aren't the number of COVID cases declining? Joe Biden told us he knew exactly what he was doing. He did, didn't he? I seem to recall that. He also told us not to take the vaccine. Now he says you'll be fired if you don't take the vaccine. Consistency is the hobgoblin of small minds, as we were told many years ago by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Howie. I'm calling from New Hampshire. I called you about 2 weeks ago. Our executive council was voting on a contract to accept $27 million to hire 13 government nannies to convince us that those of us who have not taken the vaccine, that we really need to, like, jump on the bandwagon. And because of the efforts of a number of people, but also I think the people who listen to your program, we were able to have that contract laid on the table. They're going to vote on it again tomorrow. And there are two executive counselors. Yes, counselors, Dave Wheeler and Joe Kenney, who are standing firm and saying, we don't need this money and we don't need government nannies. Ted Gatzis and Jane Stevens need phone calls. And so I just wanted a second to put the word out. We don't need this money. We don't need these nannies. We don't need a vaccine registry. We don't need to take $27 million that's going to put more shackles around our ankles and necks. And so I thank you for this opportunity to put the word out.
Okay. So if you live in New Hampshire and you know who your governor's counselor are, your executive counselor, we call it the governor's council in Massachusetts, they have a lot more power than our governor's council does. So call them if you don't want the state to accept this money and use it to hire more of the vax police is what it boils down to, I guess. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, just got a question. So with all these vaccine mandates, and of course anybody who has their own personal or their private business, they haven't gone after them yet. Do you think that at some point they'll start yanking like their contractor's license?
Well, I mean, Tom was just suggesting that. I didn't like him even suggesting it because I don't want to give him any ideas. You know, what do you think, Mike? I don't know. I think that would be really difficult because then you just have even more people working under the table. The more you raise taxes, the more people are going to go off grid when it comes to working. And if you try to start pulling people's, licenses because they're not getting a vax, you're just going to drive even more people underground, and you're going to cost tax revenues. And so, how are they going to keep the vax police employed?
Yeah, I don't see it happening. Even if they try, I do not see it happening. Or like you said, people just come underground.
Yeah. I know. That's what happened in the 70s. That's what happened in the 50s and 60s when the tax rate was confiscatory. It was up to 90%, you know, at the higher levels. So they just had more loopholes and more people working under the table, and that's what happens. And when they cut tax rates, they always collect more taxes because more people come out of the twilight, the economic twilight. Thanks for the call, Mike. Rick, quickly, Rick.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
I just got to want to go with the thing that you were talking about earlier. Yes, people can be sued if they tell someone to do something that isn't correct. There's laws in the books. If I told someone to go up a rickety ladder to go fix something and they worked for me, they fall off that ladder after they've protested.
Yeah, but you're not indemnified. The government the legislatures have indemnified a lot of these big pharma companies, Rick, and so they can't be sued. And I'm sure that this executive order, if it ever comes out from OSHA, will contain indemnification for all the big employers of over 100 people who are going to be ordered to fire their employees if they don't get the jab. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Here's an interesting headline on the internet today. Why are so many people still dying from COVID? I mean, we were told that I guess initially by Fauci that you needed 50% vaccination rates to get herd immunity or be on the way to herd immunity. Then it went to 70 to 80. Now Biden, in his coherent moments, as few as he has, says 97, 98% need to be vaccinated. But this is an interesting question, and it's the headline of a column today in American Thinker by Brian Jundeff. He's an MD, an ophthalmologist from Colorado, and he's joining us now on the line to talk about this. Dr. Jundeff, thanks for being with us here again on the Howie Carr Show, and why don't you just answer the question for me, let's begin by answering it. Why are so many people still dying from COVID?
That's a really good question, because we were told that if we all got vaccinated, things would return to normal. We were told the vaccines were safe and effective, meaning they should be lowering the risk of getting sick, dying, etc. Clearly it's not. So something's not working. And the question is, are the death counts accurate? Is the testing accurate? Are the vaccines doing what they're supposed to? Do the vaccines work against the variant, the Delta variant? These are all reasonable questions. These are not.
I'd say the answer is no to most of them, isn't it?
Well,
aren't they?
Well, that's certainly what it seems. And what's curious is the media, the medical establishment, the medical regulatory agencies like the CDC and FDA are not asking those questions, and they don't seem to want answers. It's just continue to do what we're telling you to do. Don't ask questions, and ignore what you see in front of you. The emperor does have clothes. He's got a beautiful set of clothes on, even though he may not.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, to use another fictional work. You know, and we had President Trump on the show yesterday, and he mentioned something you mentioned in your column today, which is the death count tickers. What happened to those death count tickers?
Well, they were convenient when President Trump was in office. Fox News, CNN, all the networks, all they did was run these tickers of how many people died. That was a constant on the sidebar of Fox News. I remember watching last spring during the press briefings. All of a sudden, those have gone away. And we're greeted with the news in the past week that the number of deaths in 2021, which is only three quarters over, has exceeded 2020. And COVID didn't really, you know, ramp up until very early in the year, but that was a full year, and that was, you know, Mayor or Governor Cuomo talking about New York being overrun and ventilator shortages, all this. This was the height of COVID. And why are there more deaths now than last year? Last year nobody was vaccinated, other than a few people getting a first dose in late December. No one was vaccinated. And not that many had had COVID, so there wasn't natural immunity. Now we've got 75% of America is vaccinated, and a lot more people have natural immunity. And yet, you know, we have more deaths now and more cases. Cases, you know, are up. Labor Day this year compared to last year, three times as many cases.
But cases, you know, this is one of the things that really has bothered me. The more tests you have, the more cases you're going to have, correct?
That's correct. And the medical definition of a case is a patient that has symptoms and a positive test, not just a positive test. As the president of one of the African countries, Guinea, I think, he tested pawpaw fruit, he tested goat, he tested banana. They came back positive. So if you raise the cycle threshold high enough, you can test a glass of water and it'll be positive.
Yeah. You know, there are a couple of
That doesn't mean it's a case. Even the New York Times, they wrote in a moment of journalism that they rarely have. Last August, they wrote an article talking about the cycle threshold for the PCR test and how 90%+ are false positives because they're amplifying the virus. And these are not cases. How else do you explain, you know, a pro golfer or some celebrity that's had COVID, has been vaccinated, they get tested and they're positive, and then they get tested five more times and they're negative. So yeah, that's a false positive.
Yeah, I know people that have a lot of money in a private plane, and they test positive and they can't leave, so they just keep testing and over again until they test negative. And invariably, they test negative if they test enough, and then they just get on the plane and go to wherever the hell they wanted to go to. You know, it's...
Exactly. If you have diabetes, you know, you can test your blood sugar 15 times and it'll come up diabetes 15 times. You can do a pregnancy test 15 times. If you're pregnant, it'll test positive. But the COVID test, no. You know, it can test positive today and negative tomorrow. And the people that have had COVID and have been vaccinated, like golfer John Rahm, missed the Olympics because of a positive test, that's a false positive. And that's where they're getting these cases.
Yeah, and you know, another thing that bothers me too sometimes is if you're not paying attention, you see these headlines sometimes, like you say with an athlete, so and so tests positive, will miss Sunday's game. And then, you know, if you don't have some kind of understanding, you might think, oh man, this guy's really sick, something could happen to him. And then 2 weeks later, he's back in the starting lineup. It's not, sure. I mean, no, well, there was nothing wrong with him to begin with.
Didn't like seven New York Yankees test positive all of a sudden? You know, they've all been vaccinated. Out of the blue, they test
right. The Red Sox didn't. A bunch of them didn't get tested, and they tested positive, and they just knocked the defending AL champions out of the playoffs. I mean, apparently, COVID wasn't enough to stop the old town team, as they call it in Boston. You know,
that's right. But those are not cases, as you said. Those are just positive tests. And you can test in an inanimate object, and if you raise the cycle threshold high enough, you'll catch a random viral particle that's floating around, and all of a sudden it's a positive test. That's why the goats tested positive.
So none of us know for sure, but you're a physician, Dr. June Deff. Do you think the problem is worse now than it was a year ago, or about the same? Or is it better?
Well, I wish I knew. My intuition tells me it's better because a lot of people have had COVID over the past year and a half, and if they've had COVID, they have natural immunity, not just to the spike protein, but to all the proteins on the virus, and they're safe. They're not going to get sick. They may catch it or get a few sniffles, but if they have a healthy immune system, they'll promptly fight it off. So in that respect, I think we're better, but why isn't the CDC and the FDA and the media and doctors on TV, et cetera, why aren't they talking about this? They're not acknowledging how cases are counted and how deaths. I'll give you another example. You're not counted as fully vaccinated until 2 weeks after your second dose. Most of the vaccine side effects occur within the first week. So if somebody gets vaccinated and they have a bad reaction and get sick or die, they're counted as unvaccinated.
Yeah.
If they catch COVID during that time, they're counted as unvaccinated, even though they've had two doses. So when you play funny things with the numbers, you can skew it any way you want.
I don't understand this.
And that's what we're hearing. And that's what you listen to the news, and they're just bleeding out something that somebody tweeted, and it's not based on anything. Where's the science? Why aren't they following good science on this? That's what's frustrating.
Oh yeah, I mean, so many media outlets to this day still have something that comes out every afternoon. How many new test cases there were in a certain city or a certain state? Like it really means anything, and it doesn't mean anything, as far as I can tell.
No, the PCR is not a test to screen for disease, and the inventor of it said so. This is a test to, you know, confirm if you actually have an infection. You shouldn't be testing asymptomatic people. Are we testing random people for syphilis and TB and who knows what else? You know, we don't do that. You test if signs and symptoms warrant a test.
You mentioned in the column these stories that have been appearing of late that people in Congress, members of Congress and their staffs have been taking hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin for COVID.
Yes.
Yet they trash these drugs, as you say. I mean, I don't understand what the end game is here to keep people panicked like this. I don't think this is a long-term way for these politicians to get elected. I think, you know, resentment continues to build in the general public here. What is the end game here with continuing the panic?
I think last year, one of the rationales was last-minute changes in election law, which made it very easy to do things in an unusual way during a presidential election, which may or may not have affected the outcome. I'll leave it at that. But now it's a matter of control. The government is going to control your every move. They're going to control whether you're allowed to work, whether you're allowed to travel. Think of what the old Soviet bloc countries were like. The government could control if you work, where you shop, whether you could travel, how far you could travel. Guess what? You know, vaccine passports and QR codes on your phone and all these other things are controlling that. And they'll be able to control every aspect of your life. So that's, I think, where the end game is going of control. In terms of the members of Congress taking therapeutics, I'd like to see the, never mind Trump's tax returns, let's see the tax returns of every member of Congress and whether they own stock in Pfizer and Moderna.
Do you think if you've had it, do you really need to take a vaccine?
That's a tough one to answer. If you've had it, you have natural immunity, and there are studies that say natural immunity is better than vaccine immunity, studies out of Israel. Do you need it? You probably don't, but that hasn't been studied. I mean, where are the studies? When they did the clinical trials for the vaccines, they excluded people that had previous COVID. So we don't have a scientific answer.
Intuition, we don't have a scientific answer to very much of this, do we? Yeah, and what I want to know is,
where there are answers, we're not hearing about it. There's a lot of scientific papers on hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and yet there's continued misinformation calling it horse paste and animal food and God knows what. And that's really doing a disservice because therapeutics, they play a role. They play a role in any infectious disease, not waiting until people get so sick they need to be put on a ventilator and dealing with a 40% or 50% mortality at that point. That's not good medicine.
I've taken the shots, but yeah, with these boosters, I wonder how long it's going to be until you and I are considered unvaccinated yet again. That's another unanswered question,
well,
isn't it?
Well, that's true. That's in Israel, that's already starting. Your vaccine passport lasts 6 months from the date of your vaccination, and now you have to do it again. And if you have to do it again, think of this logically. The vaccine is the same one as the one you got originally, and that's against the original Wuhan coronavirus that started this all a year and a half ago. If it's mutated, and the vaccine is not quite effective against it anymore, why are you getting a booster for that? If there's a booster, it should be for the new variant.
They can't even test for the new variant. I've heard. Is that correct?
I don't know. It's not as simple as just getting your nose swabbed. There's special testing to do, and I think they do it on a small sample and extrapolate. But that's kept quiet. They don't really they don't talk about it. And guess what? The FDA is going to unauthorize the current test at the end of this year, and they want a test that better distinguishes between COVID and the flu, which means maybe this test is not. And where did the flu go last year?
Yeah, it vanished.
There were hardly any cases of the flu. Were flu cases being called COVID? I don't know.
Yeah,
that's a good question. How else do you explain? Because if masks and distancing they say that's what stopped the flu. Well, then why didn't it stop COVID? COVID's a respiratory virus very similar to the flu. So if all these measures stopped the flu, why didn't they stop COVID?
As one of the texters says, Rhubarb, he says there is lots of science. It's political science. I think that sums it up, too. Dr. Joondef, we really appreciate you being with us. You're always a great guest. He's tweet out his column in American Thinker, Why Are So Many People Still Dying from COVID? The Thunderstorm Air Purifier is one of Eden Pure's best-selling products, and now Eden Pure is offering my listeners a special Thunderstorm 3-pack. One user writes, "Very surprised at how well the small units work. Noticed the difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-pack and I'm happy I did." You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. You'll get three units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. There was a big thunderstorm down here on Saturday, and I went outside after it was over, and I smelled, and I said, it smells like the inside of our condo, because we have the Eden Pure Thunderstorm in there. It really does smell like the outside after a cleansing thunderstorm. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Two Republican state senators in Oregon are asking the U.S. attorney in Portland for an independent state and or special federal grand jury investigation of all the COVID data. Not that it's going to go anywhere, but I mean, I'm glad they've at least raised this question. They need a grand jury probe. Bring people in, put them under oath. And have them testify about what's going on. As Insight in Issues says, we know the government provided incentives for hospitals to overcount the number of COVID-19 cases. We also know that at least one county overstated coronavirus deaths by 25%. What more is there that's never been made public? How about people died on motorcycles? They tested positive for COVID, so they go down as a motorcycle death. Murder suicides, same thing. People drinking themselves to death, but they tested positive for COVID, so they're COVID fatalities. I mean, how many of these numbers are real? You know, we talked about how the New York Times made up the number of 900,000 kids hospitalized when it's really 63,000. Do you believe this number 63,000? I don't. I don't believe anything they say anymore. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Let's see. I missed calling because the stopping the steal again, you know? It's why I'm just so concerned, because Trump was president. We had the House. They stole it. What's going to prevent it from happening again? And who actually stole it besides bad machines? Who was behind the whole?
I don't know the answer to that question, Steve. I don't know who stole it. I don't know. We got to just stop it from happening again. You know, we had Victor Davis Hanson on, and he was talking about how, you know, the Democrats used ballot harvesting in 2018. They took about five House seats in Southern California, but the Republicans got most of them back by doing their own ballot harvesting, which, you know, you can define ballot harvesting however you want, but you got to fight fire with fire. That's the reality of it. I'm Howie Carr. After 100 long years, McConnell's Irish Whiskey has been restored and delivered to the finest establishments from Belfast to Boston, including Belfast, Maine. Aged for 5 years, McConnell's fine blend of Irish malt and grain whiskeys has been resting in bourbon casks, bringing out all its natural sweetness. McConnell's Irish Whiskey. Have a dram at home or in your local bar, and be sure to pick up a bottle. That's McConnell's Irish Whiskey.